All right, finish what you're doing. Don't forget to flush. The 10-Minute Off-Road Podcast is about to begin. I am having way too much fun saying these things. You're listening to the 10-Minute Off-Road Podcast, the podcast for the off-roader with a short attention span. Hey, look, is that a squirrel? Episode 10, the big 1-0. I'm scared. All right, welcome to the 10-Minute Off-Road Podcast. I'm your host, Nikki G. I'm here to talk about everything off-road for the next 10 minutes or so. Why 10 minutes? It's been 10 episodes now. You've got to know. That's the biggest attention span I have. After 11 minutes, I'm looking at butterflies and squirrels and crap. All right, you can follow the 10-Minute Off-Road Podcast on the gram and the Twitter and all that social media crap. I don't do TikTok. I refuse to do TikTok because I don't really understand what it is. And if I don't understand it, it frightens and scares me. Speaking of frightening and scaring, out on the trails, talking to you guys, and I asked the question, what scares you the most? And I got to tell you, what frightens me the most about off-road, I'll do anything, I'll go everywhere, especially if there's somebody with me to have a buddy for help, I'm a little more daring. But what really makes me wet my pants is off-camber situations. I am deathly afraid of rollovers. I drive a Cherokee, so a rollover on that thing on a unibody is pretty much a death sentence. Well, not a death sentence, but it'll never be straight again. I'll have to whack and hack, and it'll just be a dedicated trail rig. But they're a dime a dozen, so I could buy another one. Off-camber rollover frightens me. That's what I am scared the most about, and I have no idea what the breaking point of my Jeep is. I've had it close to rolling over. I've saw some video from when I was driving my Jeep when I was in the Jeep and I thought for sure I was going over, and from the outside the video looked like it was just a day in the park, and then I was watching an old video and I was up on three wheels and I didn't even know it at the time. I mean, some people, they don't like hill climbs and this and that, but anything off camera, I'm a little nervous in. Especially if I'm by myself, and some trails I've went on, there was a sheer drop. And an off camera situation towards the drop really makes me nervous, because not only was that pretty much a death sentence for my Jeep, but it's pretty much a death sentence for me. But that's what I'm afraid of. So I asked you guys, and here's what you guys are afraid of. What's the one thing that you're worried about off-roading?
Probably snapping my front end.
That's, everybody's been saying that. I'm more worried about rollover.
Yeah. It'd definitely have to be snapping that front end, because I ain't even put one tons on it, so stock front end.
What scares you the most off-road?
Right now, getting stuck.
Yeah. I hate off-camber.
Yeah.
And that and snakes.
Yeah, snakes I don't mind too much as long as I can see them from afar.
Yeah. Her.
Yeah. Go up front side, Daniel.
Yeah.
I worry about rolling over.
Oh, yeah. I was on three wheels last night a few times.
Yeah. I get a wheel in the air, and I'm like a baby. I'm crying.
Oh, man, that's going to get fun.
Yeah. We did a lot last night.
So everybody's afraid of something, and the big thing is to get outside your comfort zone, hook up with some people, and just get out your comfort zone and experience it. And yeah, I know that's big talk coming from me who cries when I'm off camera, but I work on it. I look for some off camera, slightly off camera stuff. All right, so now it's time for the question of the month, and the question of the month is still, what random item do you have in your Jeep?
A shovel.
Yeah. Oh, that's not too random.
Yeah.
Okay. I guess baby toys.
Yeah,
baby toys.
I mean, you don't expect baby toys in a crawler, do you?
That's the first time I've ever.
My shovel's mounted, though.
I carry a can opener. Yeah. Oh, never bring a can of anything. Just always have a can opener.
Yeah, but see, I got like eight baby toys in the back of my jeep.
Yeah. You got a hammock in the back, like a fool.
Yeah. Do you have a baby?
Yeah.
Sure that would be weird if you didn't.
Yes,
I would. All right, thanks a lot. You can catch the 10-Minute Off-Road Podcast on the Twitter, the Gram, and the Facebook. You can email us at 10minuteoffroad@gmail.com. You can catch us on YouTube. We have a YouTube channel that doesn't have a dedicated YouTube URL yet, because we only have 7 subscribers. And a thank you. I appreciate each and every one of you. Catch the 10-Minute Off-Road Podcast on Apple Podcast, Google Play, and Podbean. Yeah, I've never heard of it either, but it's a thing. But you can't catch us on Pandora or iHeartRadio, because those pricks won't approve us. I don't think I've ever tried to subscribe or submit to Pandora. So Pandora, you get a pass, but iHeartRadio, you're a prick. All right, so let me explain and give a little backstory to this Wheel What You Got and Be Happy slogan I came up with. I mentioned it on, I think, Instagram or maybe Facebook a while ago when somebody was talking about their Jeep, and they want to go off-road, but they wanted to get some 31-inch tires and a 2-inch lift. And I said, just wheel what you got and be happy. You don't have to have a big rig. There's always going to be somebody with a bigger rig, and there's always going to be a better rig. Just, you know, if all you got's your mom's station wagon, go out and wheel that. You know, just be happy with what you got, because no matter how envious you are of somebody else's rig, there is somebody looking at yours saying, man, I wish I had that. Except for me. The only people trying that wish they had mine were the people at the impound lot. That joke didn't go over too well, I guess. But anyhow, my first experience off-roading was in my AMC Gremlin, following my brother through the woods. Wheel whatever you have and be happy and enjoy it. And, you know, someday work hard, you'll know what you want. You'll get a rig. There's a big, bright, beautiful world out there. Don't make an excuse not to enjoy it. Get out and see the adventure. All right, this is Nikki G signing out and saying, wheel what you got and be happy.